Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Abra Silver Resource, also, or well, what was known as Abra Plata Resource Corporation. Company went through that name change last year, and it's actually been a little while since we had management come on the show to provide us with an update. We are chatting with the president and CEO, John Miniotis. To bring everybody up to speed, Abra Silver is focused in Argentina. The company has a gold silver exploration play as well as a copper asset, Diablillos project. That is the gold copper play in Argentina, and La Coipita is the project also in Argentina, which is more of a copper play. Now, John, because it's been a while since I last had you on the show, let's walk through some of the growth that the company experienced through its work in 2021. The company had a phase one drill program, 15,000 meters, also updated the resource. Let's start with that drill program, 15,000 meters. What came out of that program, please?
Sounds great. Yeah, no, thanks, Corey, for having me back on here. So we had a very, very busy year last year in 2021, lots on the go. As you mentioned, I mean, the top priority was completing that phase one drilling program, which ended up being about 16,000 meters, cost us about $4.5 million US in exploration activity. And with that, I mean, we received a phenomenal rate of return on our investment dollars. So we increased our gold resources. We were able to add 300,000 ounces of measured and indicated gold resources, and we added 10 million ounces of silver resources. And so now where we sit, I mean, our overall resource base is 90 million ounces of silver and 1 million ounces of gold. So as you may recall, this is all close to surface in oxides, very good grades. So this is quite a robust project, and we can talk about the PA study that we announced back in November as well. But yeah, in terms of that phase one drill program, it was without question very successful for us. I mentioned it cost about $4.5 million in exploration costs. And when you look at the rate of return on those investment dollars, we were able to add gold ounces in the ground for less than $10 an ounce. Or if you look at it from a silver basis, we added silver ounces in the ground at less than 15 cents an ounce. And those are with highly economic ounces in the measured and indicated category. And so, you know, I think we definitely had some great exploration success last year. And that's definitely continuing on as part of the ongoing phase two program, which I'm sure we'll talk about as well.
Well, John, I know that last November you mentioned that you did update your PEA and you put some economics around this project. So let's walk through that. Give us a high level overview of what you released at the end of last year as far as the preliminary economic assessment.
Yeah, so for our Diablillos project, the revenue is about 50-50 silver and gold. I think in actual fact, it was 52% silver, 48% gold. So 100% precious metal focused, again, within oxides. In terms of the size of this project, based on a 7,000 ton per day throughput rate, this has a 16-year mine life. So very good size here. And it'd be producing on average for the first 5 years of the mine life, over 11 million ounces on a silver equivalent basis. And so, you know, for those first 5 years, it's generating 8 million ounces of silver and I think about 45,000 ounces of gold per year. And at an all-in sustaining cash cost here over the entire life of mine of under $12 an ounce on a silver equivalent basis. So exceptional margins here. And again, that comes back to sort of the high grades that we have here located close to surface. And again, we're seeing that with our ongoing phase two program. I mean, we continue to expect the economics from this project are only going to improve as we look forward.
All right, let's talk about this phase two program, a step up from the phase one program. I believe the plan is 20,000 meters. How far are you through this program and what are the main goals around this current phase two program?
So yeah, so as you mentioned, it's a 20,000 meter program. We're about 3/4 of the way through that right now. We expect to have that program completed by early May of this year. So in a couple months from now. I think so far we've announced already about 35 or so drill holes. We came out with an announcement again this morning with a couple of the latest results. But the goal is pretty simple. I think it's systematically expand the resource. And so the ore body here remains open in several directions, you know, along strike It's open in both directions, towards the northeast and towards the southwest. And then importantly, it's also open at depth as well. And so, you know, a lot of our recent announcements, I mean, today's announcements, for instance, you know, we had one hole that was out towards the northeast on the margin of the pit that intersected, I think it was 60 meters of almost 3 grams per ton gold equivalent. And then along the southwest margin of the pit as well, we had another step out hole and that came up with very similar results. So another 60 meter intercept of 3 grams per ton in oxides. So, you know, we've been consistently encountering very, very good grades here above resource grade, over excellent widths, close to surface in oxides. And so, you know, I think based on all the results we've announced to date, you know, I think it's safe to say, look, we feel highly confident that we, you know, we expect the resource to continue to grow and we'd be likely to announce that updated resource in Q3 this year.
Well, John, that's kind of where I was going to go with this, because I know that on your phase one drill program that wrapped up last May, that's really what led into that resource update you released last year. But as this phase two drill program wraps up probably around the same time this year in May, you're going to have that resource out in Q3. Now, will that feed into another economic study? What is the plan as far as not just how the resource is growing, but how you'll update the economics?
Yeah, of course. So we're continuing to move this project forward as quickly as possible. So we'll have a pre-feasibility study. We expect that will likely be announced, I'd say, by January. So in about 10 months' time, we expect that updated resource, which, you know, will include all of phase two drilling, will then be incorporated into a pre-feasibility study. And we're targeting very early in 2023 for that study to be completed as well. Baseline environmental permits. I mean, all of that is moving forward. And really the end goal here is for us to have a construction ready project by the end of 2023. And so have a feasibility study completed, have all permits in place, and have a project that's ready for construction, of course, pending financing, in less than 2 years' time from where we sit today.
So, John, with all the exploration that's still ongoing, you even mentioned looking deeper and still looking to grow the resource, how are you going to balance out that construction decision if you do still have that blue sky potential of adding ounces?
Yeah, no, it's a good problem. So we can't complain. I think, you know, the major benefit here is that we already have an economic project. So based even on just, you know, the resource we announced last year, this project at current spot prices has, I think it was a 36 or 38% after-tax rate of return. That's, you know, at today's prices of $2,000 gold, $26 silver, and has a net present value of $680 million Canadian. And so many multiples of our current market cap. Now, on top of that, of course, you add in all the phase two results. I mean, we've had some incredible intercepts here, again, over, you know, 50, 60, 100 meter widths, intervals. So, you know, we expect to add to that. And that project is already, you know, likely going to be economic. And so we want to advance that to the feasibility study level and, of course, get that permitted so that construction could commence. But when you build this project, it's very likely going to have a phase one, which would be the existing open pit. And then, you know, later on in the mine life, you can see maybe a phase two emerging here where you either expand the pit significantly or the northeast zone, the economics there could, like the grades could justify even an underground deposit as well. And so we're still drilling this northeast zone as well, which is a new discovery. And so, you know, you can move the project forward, but the upside is years away, I think, from knowing the full extent of the upside here.
Well, John, let's dig into that potential of a phase two underground just for a moment. And we had talked a little bit before we started recording today that you've already kind of imagined a phase three drill program where you may start testing some of those targets at depth and get down into the sulfides and just remind people that aside from gold and silver, there even could be some copper down there. So just walk us through, you know, what that would look like if you start going deeper.
That's right. In the northeast zone, so this is not beneath the pit, but it's kind of to the parallel to the pit, still about 300 meters depth. We're intersecting in oxides, so not in sulfides. Consistently encountering, I think we've announced one drill result, which was like 500 meters away from the edge of the pit. That was 20 meters of 4.5 grams per ton gold and 100 grams silver in oxides. And so that's clearly mineable grades, even if you have to go underground to extract that. And so within oxides, there could be an underground component. And so that's what I was referring to as part of the northeast zone there. But then, yeah, beneath the Oculto open pit, we've only had limited drilling. I think we've, extended maybe 10 to 12 holes down through the oxides into the deeper sulfides. And there again, we've consistently encountered above 1% copper with very good grades of gold between, the gold's highly variable, between 0.5 to up to 3 grams of gold in sulfides. And so that deeper, sulfide potential remains largely untested. I mean, we have no idea. I think it extends for over a kilometer and we've only poked, just scratched the surface of that. And so we could have a deeper drill program commence later on this year, targeting the sulfides at depth. But again, I mean, there's oxides that could be extracted by underground as well. So there's lots of upside here and lots of news flow ahead of us.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of drilling still on tap while moving through some of the economic studies. What about the other project, La Coipita, also in Argentina? This is more of a copper asset surrounded by, or at least close to, some well-known other copper assets. Any work that's going to be done there?
Yeah. So that's an exciting project for us. I mean, much, much earlier stage. And so we're actually in the middle right now of that drill program. And so we have a 3,000 meter exploration campaign that's well underway there. And that's, again, as you mentioned, I mean, that's in elephant country. So San Juan's getting a lot of attention as of late. Of course, you have Filo del Sol there. BHP's just made a major investment. Lundin Mining's made a major investment in the province. McEwen Mining's Los Azules project is kind of down the road from us, literally. I mean, we share the same access road to our project. And so we're drilling there some much deeper holes. So here we're drilling like kilometer deep holes. And, I think we'll expect to have the initial results back around May of this year. So in a couple months, we'll see what that initial exploration campaign looks like.
Well, John, you've got a lot of work going on. Just remind everybody on the call, what do you got in the treasury and then what the budget is for this year?
Yeah, no, so we're very well funded. So we still have $20 million Canadian in the bank approximately. And so, yeah, we're fully funded for all of this year and all of next year. So we're essentially fully funded to get to that, complete a feasibility study and get to that construction decision point with the cash we have on hand, plus we have some in the money warrants as well, which will likely come in later this year. And so we're fully funded to essentially a construction decision, which we expect is, as I mentioned, about 24 months away or less than 24 months away now.
Okay, John, I appreciate this update. We're going to get you back on a bit more regularly here because there is so much going on with Abra Silver. A lot of drilling and the economic studies coming out, let's say later this year or early next year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for John regarding either of these assets we discussed or any of the drilling that is ongoing or planned, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. John, keep us up to date on future news. Thank you for this update.
Sounds great. Thanks very much.